Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Right. It is becoming increasingly clear that Jeffrey Epstein had blackmail evidence over the President of the United States, Donald Trump, throughout his first term. We have seen emails between journalist Michael Wolff and Jeffrey Epstein himself where Epstein brags about having inside knowledge on the Trump administration and seeing Trump's nose pressed up against a glass watching young girls swimming. I've gone through all of it, but in this video, I want to talk about some new developments within the DOJ with Todd Blanche, who is currently the Deputy Attorney General. He was Donald Trump's personal lawyer throughout the campaign. That in and of itself is a massive conflict of interest and is massively unprecedented. A personal lawyer turned deputy attorney general means that the deputy attorney general has every incentive to help the president when it's supposed to be separate branches. So, Attorney General Pam Bondi let Todd Blanche do a closed-door meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell a few months back. They are now admitting that closed-door meeting has been undermined by the release of these new documents and that these new documents are legitimate. I want to walk you through all of this, but just remember, Donald Trump has been very desperate to not see any of these files released. He doesn't want any of them to see the light of day. Even 24 hours ago, he called Lauren Boebert to ask her to remove her name from the petition to release the Epstein files. She didn't. The discharge petition still passed. Now it goes out to a broader vote on the House floor. So over the next 30 days or so, we're going to see the House votes on the actual release of the Epstein files. Then it goes to the Senate. So I don't know why Trump is so panicked when the political process could work out in his favor. But either way, all of the senators are going to have to go on the record voting against this. To continue, today, George Conway points out an important side note about the Epstein-Trump revelations. They show that Todd Blanche's questioning of Ghislaine Maxwell was either A, completely incompetent, or B, intentionally crafted not to elicit facts incriminating Trump. Either way, he is not fit to serve as Deputy Attorney General of the United States. I mean, it could be both. He's definitely not fit to serve, but he's incompetent, and in an incompetent manner, he was trying to craft the questions in such a way that doesn't incriminate Trump. This entire scheme over the past decade has worked out in Trump's favor, and now it is crumbling in front of his eyes, and he is panicking. Let me explain how. In a lot of the Epstein emails, Epstein is bragging about having evidence of Trump doing stuff, having photographs of Trump with girls. Michael Wolff has said that there are photographs of Trump with a stain on his lap and young girls pointing and laughing, and now it seems like we have some supporting evidence that these photos exist. But as Jeffrey Epstein was talking about his leverage in emails in 2015, he ended up dying a few years later. I mean, he was caught, and then he killed himself in prison. And then, when Ghislaine Maxwell is right about to speak and say something to Congress or say something to Todd Blanche, she gets really favorable treatment. I mean, I'm not even making this up. Ghislaine Maxwell's bizarre toilet privilege in Club Fed revealed. This article has been going viral. But it's not even this article. Ghislaine Maxwell has access to a service dog. She was moved from a maximum security prison to a more minimum security prison where she has a really cush life. She has access to, like, I don't know, a phone, a service dog, a bunch of random stuff. And apparently she's the only person that has access to unlimited toilet paper, which is kind of a weird, article that exists. But this one's been going viral. Either way, to back up. Let's continue. After George Conway tweeted about Todd Blanche actually responded, and he said, "George, you've never been confused for a trial lawyer, and these kinds of posts explain why." By the way, the entire Trump administration is always just tweeting out and then, like, admitting shit randomly. Cash Patel, during the Charlie Kirk investigation, got the person wrong three times. Three times he was like, "We have someone in custody." Then he had to retract it. Or what about Pete Hegseth always getting in arguments? Or J.D. Vance, really good example. J.D. Vance is always, like, quote-tweeting Harry Sisson and getting in arguments. But Todd Blanche said, "George, you've never been confused for a trial lawyer, and these kinds of posts explain why." So just a personal attack coming from our deputy attorney general, of course, getting defensive of his pedophile king. When I interviewed Maxwell, law enforcement didn't have the materials Epstein's estate hid for years and only just provided to Congress. Stop talking. It's unbecoming. Todd Blanche is seemingly implying that if he had the materials that were just provided to Congress, the interview would have gone differently. So in this, he is conceding that George Conway is right, that the interview was incompetent. He basically just checked off the incompetent box by saying, hey, when I interviewed Maxwell, we didn't have the proper materials. He's undermining his own investigation in this tweet right here, but it gets even crazier. As Aaron Parnas points out, Todd Blanche acknowledges that yesterday's Epstein email dump undermines his interview with Ghislaine Maxwell. Will they move her back to her prior prison? She was lying. As Peter Twinklage points out on Twitter, am I misreading this, or is Michael Wolff advising Jeffrey Epstein on how to blackmail Donald Trump? He's not misreading it. Let's read this excerpt right here. Michael Wolff was also involved in a third email exchange, which began on December 15th, 2015, the night of a debate in the Republican presidential primary. Mr. Wolff emailed Mr. Epstein and warned him that CNN was planning to ask Trump about his relationship. And Mr. Epstein wrote back, if we were able to craft an answer for him, what do you think it should be? Mr. Wolff advised an action, suggesting that Mr. Trump might try to deny a close association with Mr. Epstein. Quote, I think you should let him hang himself, he wrote of Mr. Trump. If he says he hasn't been on the plane or to the house, that gives you valuable PR and political currency. He's saying that we have leverage over Trump. We have leverage if he lies about it. Spoiler alert, Trump has repeatedly lied about it, which would have hypothetically given Jeffrey Epstein the leverage that him and Michael Wolff are talking about here. This could be used to, quote, hang him later or save him, generating a debt. So essentially, if they decide not to release it and Trump wins, then it generates a debt to the president of the United States. Well, that debt didn't help at all because Jeffrey Epstein still ended up dead in 2019. Remember, in the same email dump, Jeffrey Epstein brags that he, quote, gave his young girlfriend to Trump. Convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein wrote in a private email that he gave his 20-year-old girlfriend to Trump in 1993. There's so much in these 20,000 emails that people are still sifting through. It's so easy to miss. Let's read this. By the way, make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed for more. Quote, my 20-year-old girlfriend in 93 that after 2 years I gave to Donald. Maybe that explains the photo of Jeffrey Epstein holding a huge check from Donald Trump. I think that perfectly explains it. It's Selena Midelfar, which would have been 20 years old in 1993, insinuating that Epstein, who would have been 40, dated her, then passed her on to Trump. Quote, Hawaiian Tropic Girl Lauren Petrella, redacted. Epstein wrote earlier in the same email, would you like to see photos of Donald and girls in my bikini, or girls in bikinis in my kitchen? He legitimately had a bunch of leverage over Donald Trump, which leads you to wonder, why is he dead? And why is Ghislaine Maxwell getting such cush treatment right now under this administration? Does Ghislaine Maxwell have a similar amount of leverage? Maybe not as much as Epstein, but I don't know. I'm not somebody who draws up conspiracy theories. I'm not somebody who tries to jump to conclusions, but it's right in front of us. It's right in front of our eyes, and we don't even have to conspiracize that much to see what is going on. So I'm going to leave it there. If you like these quick, rapid videos, make sure you share them. Make sure you subscribe below. I love you all, and peace out.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.